Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
BBC. Radio
1. How are you? Thank you, Gregory. All right, babes. How are you going? I've been in the future for the last week in actual Australia. Doing that thing where you talk a bit on I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here now, and it was much fun. Ah, it's good to be back. It's Mills. So excited because Christmas has started, like, officially today on Radio 1. We're ramping it up and we're on board with the Christmas songs. See, like, I heard some Christmas songs in Australia when I was there, but when you're walking around the shops and it's, like, 35 degrees outside, you go into a shop and they're playing this. And it's just all sorts of wrong.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
No, it's not.
But the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You've never even seen snow. What are you talking about? So that's happening today. Christmas songs ahoy. I'll just break you in gently. There'll be a few here and there. And Jason Derulo is coming in at 4:30 live on this show.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Hey, Joss in Birmingham. She says, hi, good to have you back from my journey home from college. Aw, cheers. That was Black Eyed Peas.
Scott Mills.
First thing I saw on TV when I got back last night was their performance on X Factor, and I really don't know what I think about it. I still don't. I'm not sure whether it was a fail. I don't know. Black Eyed Peas and The Time. Dirty bit. So, you're right this afternoon. Good. I know Australia's in the future in some ways, but, like, you know how I like to watch TV when I go away? So I did that, and there was a programme on which I got quite into for a while called Beyond Billabong, which is about Aboriginals. And then this is where they're behind, even though they're in future time-wise. There was one night where it was like, tonight on Channel 9, the big season premiere of Shallow Hal. Now, I'm not being funny. Was that film not out in, like, 2003? Just premiering in Australia. Someone has just been on saying, you hardly spoke on the panel of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now. Well, I did, actually. I spoke more than most of them, but it's hard when there's three of you. And I did speak a lot until Keith Lemon came along. He's quite a handful. And also, the guy that plays Keith Lemon, because he's not an actual real person, there's a bit of an insight for you. He is in character as Keith Lemon all the time. Like, before he does a show as Keith Lemon, he is constantly in character. So imagine being picked up from your hotel at 4:30 in the morning, and as soon as you get in a car with him to travel to the jungle, he's full-on Keith Lemon mode, like, first thing. Hello, Scott! Oh, God, I just want to go back to sleep. Anyway, I did an actual trial with horse poo and everything, so I think I did all right. I'm going to play Coldplay in Christmas Lights now. Jason Derulo's coming in at 4:30. What do you want to ask him? Why not send me a text? I might ask it. 81199.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Right, can you text in questions apart from why does Jason Derulo always sing his name? Because I think he's probably been asked that a few times. Oh, he's here. Hi, Jason. What is that? No, I'm not. Hey. He's coming in at 4:30. I did put on my Facebook or Twitter earlier, any questions for Jason Derulo? And that was the main one. But I'd like some others, so why not text them? 81199. Or get on the Scott Mills Facebook page. Just search me, Scott Mills Facebook. It'll come up. Now, I know Hugh Stevens was talking about this last week. You know my favourite film of all time, or one of them, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. It appears there's a new one. Now, if you've managed to make it all the way through Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, which is quite a task in itself, you'll know that they thought the Mega Shark was dead, but it's back in the follow-up, Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. I haven't seen this yet, but I have a little bit of the trailer here. It sounds amazing.
It is over. The shark is dead.
And I, for one, can't wait to see what brilliant special effects they've got in store for us this time.
No one can conclusively say the Megalodon was killed.
It wasn't.
We're on a hunt, Lieutenant McCormick, to kill a shark.
Oh. Loads of our listeners have been off on about this. Nick from Essex Uni says, look what I found on YouTube. It's a new Mega Shark film. This time, he's fighting a giant crocodile.
These things were designed to survive. They survived for more than 400 million years. You know these crocs, they have the intelligence of a human.
Who's talking about a crocodile?
Close up on her face. Who's talking about a crocodile?
All you need to do is focus on a 1,500-foot crocodile that's heading up the coast.
Yeah, and a hungry megalodon chasing him.
It's a 1,500-foot crocodile, and you know it's going to be really, really good. Ah! Check out the CGI.
Tell them to hit it again!
Hit it! Wow. Martin off of Bristol's been on about this. And also Louise off of Ottawa in Ontario. What more could you ask than this? It's a follow-up, Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. I'm going to try and see if I can get my hands on a copy. I mean, you can get Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus in any good DVD store for about £2 now, but I don't think it's actually been on TV yet. Sci-Fi Channel, I'm looking at you. Show it!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
This is Scott. Oh, hi, Becky.
Hello.
You right?
Yes, how was your trip?
It was amazing, thank you.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I did. Because, like, obviously you lived in Australia for a bit, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I went travelling for about a year, but I did.
Did you live there for a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you love it?
I did. Like, my only reference points on Australia up until now, because I've never been, were Neighbours and Home and Away.
And Danny Minogue.
And it is exactly the same as that, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, I was expecting, I was like, it can't be like it is in Neighbours. It is. It actually is. Oh, should we just go to the surf shack and get a chocolate malt?
That did not happen to you.
It kind of is like that, though.
It didn't happen
then,
to you, though,
no,
did
listen,
it,
and then I got into a taxi and...
What, did they say good day?
No, they don't say good day anymore.
No, they don't.
How are you going? But the taxi driver was, I reckon, probably about mid-50s. And he was talking about girls and calling them Sheilas. And I was like, this is amazing. This is such a stereotype. I love it. Yeah, there's probably a couple of Sheilas there, you pom. And I was like, this is so incredible. I love it. So good.
What was it like being in the jungle? Did you get to go in it?
Well, the ITV2 show is kind of upstairs from the jungle. So, yeah, I mean, when you were there, you could actually hear the celebrities. If they were, like, going, woo, and cheering someone as they left, you could hear it. So you were quite nearby.
And how far away from actual civilization are you, or can you hear the traffic from the road if you listen really carefully?
Well, I said to the taxi driver, the same one that was talking about the Sheilas, I was like, hey, I'm doing the show, you know, the one in the jungle. And he's like, what jungle? I'm like, I don't know, what do you call it? It's a rainforest, mate, not a jungle. So they don't call it jungle. How far are you from civilization?
Yeah.
Well,
2 minutes or 5 minutes?
I was tweeting a lot and everyone was like, oh, nice Wi-Fi in the jungle. But you have to remember, it's a TV show. They're like, a lot of stuff goes into it. That it's not just a jungle. Mm. There are like porta cabins there and people driving around. It's a TV show. So it's, you know. So yes, it's quite near civilization.
It's not in the outback, is it?
No, but it looks great on TV.
And most importantly, what was your food like on the plane, please?
Really good. Chicken korma, if you please.
Ooh.
With a bit of rice. And a nice little cheese board afterwards, which I like.
Well posh.
I know, really posh. And real knives and forks. It's the little things that please me. Jason Derulo's on soon. Here's Katy Perry.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I can't believe the most important thing that I forgot to tell you.
What?
Whilst you were away.
What?
Justin Bieber ate a baguette live on Radio 1.
On whose show?
Ferns. It was amazing.
Why?
I don't know. He's just hungry.
Surprisingly, this didn't make it to Australia.
Did it not?
No, because they are more concerned that Oprah Winfrey is visiting this week. And it's like the biggest news story on earth in Australia. Because she's female god in Australia. And on the news, they were like, so, we're ready for Oprah, but is Oprah ready for us? It's like, she's just going to visit and wave and stuff and do her show from there. Calm down, dear. Also, they're renaming the Sydney Opera House the Sydney Oprah House.
Is that just because it fits?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But they love her. Like, she's not even on here anymore, is she? She's on like
probably
one of the little
on
channels, like
yeah.
Diva TV. Anyway, they're all over Oprah there, I tell you. No, I missed Justin eating a baguette. Was it special?
Yeah, there's a video online and everything.
Oh, I must check that out tonight when I've got some free time.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
Ah, it's good to be back. It's 4:45 on Radio 1. This is Scott. Just played you Nicole Scherzinger and then 303. And here he is. It's Jason Derulo. Hello.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. How you doing?
Very good. Welcome to Radio 1.
Appreciate that. Oh, wait. Well, you're going to have to rename it because, you know, with the whole Oprah thing, I was listening. Mm. I don't know, man. I kind of would like it if you renamed the show, like, since I'm here, to, like, maybe, like, BBC Derulo.
BBC Derulo 1.
Or BBC Derulo Solo.
Yeah, whatever you want. You can even sing it if you want.
BBC Derulo.
Anyway, now I need some advice.
Okay.
I know you are travelling all over the world all the time.
Uh-huh.
I look at your Twitter, you're in a different country pretty much every day.
Yeah, it's insane.
Now, I just flew back from Australia a couple of days ago.
Right.
Jason, I don't mind you knowing, I'm a mess. Like, I have no idea what day or time it is. I woke up last night and I just wanted to eat, like, chocolate at 3 a.m. I'm ruined. I've never been that far before in my life. But you seem to do it all the time.
Right.
So what do I do? I mean, you must have to reset your watch a lot, or do you not bother with that anymore?
I really don't bother. Like, I have no idea, like, what country my watch is on right now, and I really don't ever change
it. What time is
it.
Your watch saying now?
It says 12:44.
Right.
And another part says 7:44.
Okay.
That, is that right?
Right. You have got no idea. It's 4:45, Jason.
Okay, cool.
Do you know where you are now?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm in London.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
Thank you. Because it's written on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Are you the one on the plane that's asleep even before takeoff?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And they often have to come and tell me to put my seat up because I already have it reclined.
All the time.
Before we, like, even take off.
I always wonder at this, like, people that are, like, globally famous and travel around the world, do you miss your own bed? Do you?
You know what?
I would.
I just went back to my own bed and I thought it wasn't that comfortable. I was like, who changed my bed?
Where's my pillow menu? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but this is what you have to do. You have to figure out what time it is in the place that you're going and try to go to sleep according to what time it is in that other place the night before.
Wow.
And that helps out a lot. I don't do that anymore because my body just doesn't know what's going on at all. So, like, it just sleeps when it can.
Right, you don't seem to need much sleep.
Nah, I'm good on 4 hours.
Mm. And can I ask, because whilst we're talking about travelling, I'm a bit obsessed with it at the moment, are you a fan of the neck pillow and the eye shades or not?
When I was a rookie, I did do the neck pillow thing.
I don't think they're any good.
Yeah, it's really annoying after a while.
Because your head just, like, flopping about all over the place like that. I don't think, like, I think they're rubbish.
Yeah, I like regular pillows, it's all good.
What's the one thing that you take with you every trip?
My laptop.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of lame. You were hoping for a better answer.
I was a bit. Because mine, I've just discovered mini hair straighteners.
Really?
Yeah, they're the way forward.
But
what do you need
that for?
To straighten my hair. Actually, Jason, if you look closely, it's actually quite wavy
in
places. So you can get a poker straight with those bad boys.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. So you've been to Australia. Did you love Australia?
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
So much so that I notice it's the screensaver on your phone at the moment.
It is the screensaver. Yeah, I got the Bondi Beach on my screensaver. Yeah,
I'd quite like to live there, but it's just so far away from everywhere.
It is. It seems like it's far away from everywhere, though. Like, yeah. Is there anywhere close to Australia?
No, not really.
No.
I said to one of the taxi drivers when I was there, so where do you go on holiday? She's like, well, you can go to Fiji. I'm like, how far is that? It's like 5 hours. Like, where else can you go apart from that? Southeast Asia. How far is that? 8 hours. Oh, my God. They're so jealous that we can just go to France or Spain and
exactly.
It's really nearby.
Yeah. It's like the opposite here. Like, you can just go everywhere when you're here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how long are you in the UK for?
I leave Thursday.
Ah, and how long have you been here since? It's 12:44 in your life, wherever you are.
12:44.
What you would have noticed is it's quite cold.
Oh my goodness, is it?
It's a new level of cold.
Yeah, and I can't travel anywhere because everything is getting delayed. Trains, planes, cars, everything's delayed. So I don't know how to win.
Yeah, you've come to us at the big freeze.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking a horse everywhere I go because that's the only thing.
No one does that anymore. It would be good if you kept you.
It's like, is that Jason Derulo?
I'm Jason
horse?
Derulo. Get me a horse. I want to travel around Britain in an old fashioned way.
Exactly. It might be a little cold, though. That's the only problem. I need a horse with heaters.
Yeah. Now, what temperature does it have to drop to before you say, absolutely no, it's too cold, I'm not taking my shirt off? Because I know you like to do that quite a lot.
That was actually Has to be.
Is it? I mean, are we at a stage now where it's too cold for you to actually whip your top off?
Right now, in here? Or outside?
Not in here, because we turned the heating up specially.
No, no, no. Don't say that!
Sorry. I mean,
I thought I could get away with that.
We have made it specially hot in here.
I'm starting to bead on my forehead.
I've got a little bit of a sweat on, but it's just, like, feel free to take off layers. It's absolutely fine. No, but it's cold. Cold, too cold outside, really.
Definitely, definitely too cold outside right now. Because when you're doing those shows, like, it's freezing in those buildings because they just don't turn on the heater because they figure it's going to fill up. So,
One of our listeners, actually, Sarah, has been on. Now, she's coming to see you. I know you've got a UK tour in February.
Yes, I do.
And she's coming to see you live in Wolverhampton in February.
Dope.
And she wants to know if you will definitely be taking your top off in that particular show.
I will definitely take my top off on that show.
Does that happen every show?
Pretty much, yeah.
But to be fair, like, if I looked like that, I would be practically naked all the time. I wouldn't.
You're practically naked now, man.
No, but, well, I'm not. I've got a big Christmas jumper on. But seriously, if I had abs like that, I'd go to the shops with no clothes on and stuff. I would.
In the freezing cold,
I'd
right?
work, yeah, of course I would. Right, we are going to play The Sky's the Limit now.
Dope.
On Radio 1, and then we're back with Jason Derulo.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
The sky is the limit.
Jason Derulo on BBC Radio. Sorry, BBC Radio Derulo, we've named it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't get the image of you riding a horse out of my head now. It's really riding.
You know, that's funny. I can't get the image out either, man. I think it's
riding
a great
around
plan.
London on your horse. Have you ever ridden a horse?
No.
They're really scary. Don't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear you get sore too.
Do you what?
You get pretty sore from riding.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's good for a leg workout, yeah. But they don't have brakes in my.
Experience.
In my limited experience, I don't trust them. And they've got massive faces, Jason.
They do have massive faces. I've seen one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. Now, we need to address this because obviously it's the question that everyone's asking. I mentioned this before on Facebook and Twitter. Like pretty much every other question is, why do you sing your name at the start of the song? Now, I think it's a good thing because obviously it's become like your trademark now, hasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, the answer to your question is, my name is Jason, so I...
But why do you feel the need to sing it?
Because you know that already. Because it's my name.
Okay. Fine, good. And it's kind of worked its way into popular culture now. For instance, Amelia's been on.
Uh-huh.
And when they go out for a night out and one of their friends is sick, they call it a Jason Chunderulo. So, like, it's out there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Changing pop culture.
Does it ever backfire, though? Does it cause you problems? Because I'm imagining, like, let's say you're in a supermarket and you pay for something and they look at your credit card and go, ah, Jason Derulo. Does that ever happen? You off that singing the song and singing his name.
Yeah, people sing it all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, but it's cool, though.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, imagine the world singing your name.
It would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We got some listeners on. If you want it to be part of this, then text 81199. But would you be able to? I've got the instrumental in my head here. Would you be able to do like some specific ones for some other listeners?
Specific? Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
That'd be all right. Okay, good. If you want that to happen, 81199. It'd just be nice because they can put it on their phone then. They've got their own special Jason Derulo ID.
Is this just a really roundabout way of getting him to do one for you?
Yeah.
Get a few
Mine
listeners
work.
On and then.
It was a plan.
Mine doesn't work because it's. Scott Mills. That doesn't work. I haven't got enough syllables.
You gotta change up the melody.
Mr. Scott Mills. No, it doesn't work.
Scott Robert Mills. Would
Scott
that work?
Robert Mills. That works. No.
You could just change the melody though. It doesn't all have to be.
Show me.
Can you give me a little more track, please?
Hang on.
Scott Mills. Yeah. Doesn't have the same ring.
Oh my word, I love it.
No, doesn't have the same rings. Let's try one more. Scott Mills. Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, I love that so much. Thank you. That's going straight on my phone. I hope that's all right. I'll take that as a yes from you. That's fine for copyright.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay? Yeah, the important lady at the back is like, yeah, it's fine, just use it. Can you do a Matthew Osborne while you're at it?
Matthew Osborne.
I won't ask many of these. Just that Matthew asks especially nice.
You can't talk, though.
Sorry.
Matthew Osborne.
One more, Richard Jones, thanks.
Dig it.
Richard Jones.
Well, that's enough, but thanks for texting in anyway.
Interesting. Mostly guys.
Yeah, yeah. Where is Beluga Heights? Is that where you live?
No, it's actually in Beverly Hills in LA, and it's where J.R. Rodham lives.
Oh, the producer, well, J.R.?
Yeah.
Ah. Now, another of our listeners has, Paisley this is, has got major facial hair envy of you. Because he looks at you on the TV and is like, how does he do that? Like, right. How do you get those lines so straight? Because those bad boys are straight as.
Well, I get a toothpick and I...
No, how do you do it really?
No, it's just a razor.
Is it?
Yeah. But it's like, it's pretty sharp and you gotta be, I guess...
Sorry, I'm just staring at you now. Sorry, but it is it is impressive.
Yeah, but you gotta get like a barber, a professional barber to be able to do it. You know what I mean?
Right, so do you use the same barber all the time?
No, I have a different barber in like different countries.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And I the ones that I don't have, I do it myself. Doesn't come out quite as good, but
yeah,
it's pretty decent.
So you, in let's say that I know that you've probably got people because you're quite famous. So you ring up your people and go, "Hello, I'm going to London on a horse. Could you get me the London hairdresser, please?"
Yeah, exactly.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
you've made it. You're living the dream. You've got a hairdresser in every country.
But you know what's crazy though? There's always a first time though.
And of course.
And some of those times were disastrous.
Really?
Yeah.
And it hasn't been as straight as it normally is.
Not even that, but just like patch holes in my hair.
Oh,
just like,
no.
It's like, okay, most of the time the guy is black, you know.
Yeah.
So like when the guy's white, it gives me, I just get a little nervous because, you know, he's maybe not used to cutting my
your type of hair. Yeah, yeah, right. Fair enough. Becky wants to know something which I didn't know about until today.
About your laser fingers. I thought you'd wear them today.
Oh, on the radio show?
What are they?
Oh, no, I thought you might, just because if I had some or access to a pair, I'd just have them all the time.
All the time.
Because they look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Nah, I don't know, these
are the laser fingers that you have in your live show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what happens? You bring them out and like, hey, look at my laser fingers.
Yeah, it's like millions of little lasers.
It's pretty cool. Wow. Oh, I've just, okay. Would you, could you do a British accent? Because apparently you're really good at it.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
What do we want to hear?
You have to talk to me a little bit now.
Oh, I quite like it. So, Jason, where will you be travelling to after you've been in London?
So after London, I'll be travelling to LA, and I might get a cup of tea while I'm on the plane, and, you know, just do everything I want to do.
I like it.
It's quite funky, yeah?
Going to LA, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, on a horse?
On a horse, yeah. Of course.
Oh, bless you. Listen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Okay, you can stop doing that now. It's freaking me out a little bit.
What have you mean?
No, don't!
Stop it.
You sound like... Who does he sound like? You sound like someone.
I'm going to need you to sort me out.
You could be in EastEnders.
Yeah.
Russell Brand.
Are you trying to do Russell Brand?
Yeah. I'm going to need you to sort me out.
It's the end.
Maybe not.
You based it on Brand. I can tell that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, and good luck with everything. And I know the tour is going to be amazing in February.
So. Thank you so
come
much.
Come back and see us on your horse.
Absolutely.
Come back. Please come back.
I'm going to bring my horses in, and all of you have to ride it.
I will. And also, bring your laser fingers. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
I'd like to see them like in the studio. It'd be quite good.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, nice.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott. It's pretty good to be back. I'm here for at least 3 weeks now, and then it's Christmas. Right, it's 5:30. Willow's coming up. Do you know who I haven't spoken to for a while, and you haven't heard for a while on this show? And because it's Christmas, I like to catch up with old friends. Hello, David Hasselhoff.
Hello, Scotty baby. How are you, man?
I'm good. You all right?
Yeah, you're finally back in the country.
I'm back, yeah. I've been in Uganda, and I've been in the actual jungle in Australia.
Oh, my God. You know, I get you in America on Sirius Radio every day at 2 o'clock. I can check in every day on you.
I know. How are you doing, anyway?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm over here at the Wimbledon Theatre. I'm dressing up as Hoff the Hook in about 5 minutes with Louis Spence, and we're having a dress rehearsal of Peter Pan, as you say.
Right, so we want to get tickets for this. Can we come? Because, like, it's you in a panto, and you're Hoff the Hook, Captain Hook.
coming. You do let me know. Opening night is December 10th.
Friday.
And just go online and get tickets. First Family.
All right.
.co.uk.
All right. Thanks for that. So it's you and Louis Spence.
Me and Louis Spence, yes.
Have you ever met him?
Yes, I have. He's off the wall.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really funny. He's actually really funny. He's a lot of fun. I actually met him at Pineapple Studios about 5 years ago when I was doing Chicago. And now he was like, just kind of like Louis Spence, the guy behind the counter. Now he's Louis Spence, and he's really funny, and he's actually a lot of fun to work with, you know.
Yeah. So, okay, well, we're going to come down if that's all right. Are you up for that, Becky?
Yeah, definitely.
Nothing says
Hi,
Christmas.
Becky.
Hi, Hoff. How are you?
Fine. I miss you guys. Last time I saw you, I was sailing down the river in a longboat.
And then there was the accident, and then we had to cut the phone.
Yeah.
She's doing fine. Haley's great. They're coming over for Christmas. My daughters will be here.
Oh, your girls. I love those.
Yeah.
Now, there was stuff in the paper last week about you and Britain's Got Talent.
Yes, I read about that.
Yeah, saying that you're going to be the new judge. That's what they were saying in The Sun last week.
Yeah, I read about that. That's funny.
Right, yeah, we read it too. What are you saying about it?
Well, what I'm saying about it is I got a call from some guy named Simon when I was on the beach doing Dancing with the Stars finale, and I said, Simon who? He goes, oh, it's Simon Cowell. I said, oh, I remember you. I used to be on a show called America's Got Talent, and so I said, that's really cool. Let's talk about it. So
you talked about it?
We talked about it, and right now we're just trying to possibly work out a scheduling problem, and hopefully it'll come true.
Oh, my God, this is be so good. So, because Simon's not going to do Britain's Got Talent next year, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't know whether he's going to do it or not. I just know that they said, do you like the UK? I said, sure, I love the UK. Scott Mills lives in the UK. Come on. It's great. And yeah. I love...
I'm sure that's exactly what you said to him. Yeah, well, okay. Well, we want that to happen because I think you were great on America's Got Talent and I think you'd be excellent on it.
Well, hopefully we'll work some things out. We're actually in negotiations right now to try and check out the scheduling. So if it does, it'd be fantastic. I'd love to stay here. And, you know, I have this kind of like my second home over here. And doing the Panto and the 100th anniversary of the Wimbledon Theatre, it's just really, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm singing Hooked on a Feeling and Jump in My Car
yes!
in the show. Yes, the song that you brought to number two on your channel.
So you're doing Britain's Got Talent then?
Well, we'll see. Right. We'll see.
That's a yes.
It's a yes.
No, it's a we'll see.
Okay, then. I can tell by your
voice. Everybody said I have to say these words. We'll see.
All right,
we'll see.
Okay, well, come and see us soon, like in the studio.
I will come whenever day you want me to come, and please come to my opening. It's on the 10th. We'll have a lot of fun.
All right.
We'll buy our tickets online now.
We will. We'll get to that now. Thank you.
I'll send you some tickets, and I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Okay. Cup
of coffee.
Okay. Love you.
See you guys.
BBC. Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott. Ah, it's good to be back on. Hello, if you're stuck in traffic tonight, there's loads of people stuck in minging traffic because of the weather. Timbaland and Ellie Goulding. It's 6:06. Should we get some Bublé on next because it's Christmas and that? I think we should. We already spoke to the Hoff earlier. It's now time to speak to another friend of the show, Jake, who is six, just about, from Bradford. All right, Jake?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
What's been happening?
My mum's cooking and stuff, and doing nails as well.
Oh, amazing. So I understand you're in a school play, are you, Jake?
Yeah.
Are you excited about it?
I wasn't when they said they fired me.
You've been fired?
Yeah, I got fired.
Why did you get fired?
Look at the school thought I wasn't doing my words and I was going to Edinburgh.
Oh, right, so you weren't going to be there during the play?
No, but now I've been fired, but I've gone back.
Oh, okay, so they've reinstated you.
Yeah.
And what are you in this year's school play?
A cow.
You're a cow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you have to wear?
A cow suit.
So you dress up as a cow?
Yeah. I'm on every time apart from once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get to say anything?
Yeah, but not that much. I have to say, my ears are sore, please go to sleep.
My ears are sore, please go to sleep?
Yeah. I've got some others.
Go
on. I've forgotten.
Well, that's no good. You're supposed to learn them.
Yeah, I'm supposed to learn them. I know the first bit is... It's what's that noise, what's that noise?
Yeah.
Is the first bit. But I forgot at rest.
Oh, rubbish. It's good that you're playing a talking cow, though.
I know.
What else have you been up to? I understand you've been hearing noises in the kitchen. Is this right?
Yeah.
What's been going on with that?
I've been hearing, my dad walking at night around the room because he keeps looking out at windows because he thinks it keeps catching elves.
Elves?
Yeah, just like, once he found a bell and he found a bit of, like, of its sleeve, like red and white or red and green.
So your dad keeps finding things from the elves?
Yeah, and I found footprints going in a rectangle in our garden.
What, so do you think they've been visiting already?
Yeah, we're visiting in November as well.
They start early, don't they?
Yeah.
So why do you think they've been visiting your house?
To see if I'm good.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
All right, okay. And then, so they come and check out if you're good or not, and then Santa comes on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
So have you been good then?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Really, though? Anything you can think where actually you haven't been good?
Not really.
What do you want for Christmas?
With this Swamp Monsters thing in Toys R Us.
Do you want me to put a good word in with Santa, because I know him?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sort that out. I can write him an email.
Okay.
Right, good to speak to you, Jake.
See ya.
Good luck with the play, and make sure you learn your lines.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.